GNN. Always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Friday, May 1, 2026. Compiled Friday, May 1, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. U.S. withdraws from World Health Organization. Big Pharma going down, replaced with nutritional treatments which support the body's ability to heal itself. Worldwide emergency broadcast system activation imminent, followed by worldwide blackouts and 10 days of darkness to arrest the bad guys. Judy Note, the U.S. has officially withdrawn from the World Health Organization, WHO, while a group of doctors have defied Big Pharma by unveiling 18 cancer cures that worked on giving the body nutrition to build up the immune system, plus a Russian-made cancer vaccine based on nutrition, not chemicals, was expected to obliterate the $2.6 trillion pharma industry. Since its beginnings in the early 1900s, the World Health Organization dictated that U.S. doctors be trained in a standard of care which meant prescribing a chemical to suppress symptoms of illness. If that chemical caused a new symptom, standard of care dictated prescribing a second chemical to suppress the side effect of the first. Doctors who refused to prescribe medication over nutritional options that built up the body's immune system were subjected to loss of their medical license by the American Medical Association. Meanwhile, long-term prescription drug use wasn't just managing symptoms, it was actively destroying bodies from the inside out, as shown by shocking new data revealed a 47% increase in mitochondrial degradation across every single major O, and in those subjected to years of drugs. WHO, the American Medical Association and Big Pharma were a part of the deep state cabal whose goal was to control the population rather than be a positive source for the good, the very organizations President Trump and his global military alliance were bringing down under the plan. Part of the plan was activation of med beds. It was rumored that the powers that be have bought out the big hospital chains, ordered them to cancel their contracts with drug companies and have med beds installed and staff trained in med bed treatment for a grand opening of free med bed treatments for the general public by July 1, 2026. The emergency broadcast system was set to activate at any time with an address by President Trump over cell phones worldwide. It will be followed by worldwide rolling blackouts and 3 to 10 days of communication darkness while documentaries are shown over the new Starlink satellite system. The Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, will soon activate worldwide. It is advised to stock up on food, cash and essentials in preparation for an estimated 3 to 10 days of rolling, temporary worldwide blackouts. Rolling blackouts across the world were necessary for military operations as Trump's global military alliance did their final takedown and arrests of the deep state cabal, who had military tribunals awaiting them. The planned global blackout will shut down all communications, including phones, TV, radio and the internet. During a limited time, planes and trains could be grounded. Banks and ATMs will be closed. Credit and debit cards won't work. Phones will only work for 911 calls, though the military will hand out phone apps so your phone will work on the new Starlink satellite system. The military will also hand out food for those who need it.
Trump and JFK Jr. have returned to lead this transition that liberates humanity from decades of S.C. financial and technological enslavement.
The new Starlink satellite system will take over mass media to deliver undeniable truth broadcasts exposing treason and crimes against humanity. The new gold-slash-asset-backed quantum financial system, QFS, will combine with NISARA/JASARA laws to replace the corrupt central banking system. A long-planned global currency reset of 209 nations from fiat currency to gold-slash-asset-backed will return power, wealth and sovereignty back to the people. Temporary electrical grid glitches will introduce Tesla free energy activation for all. This is not the end. This is a new beginning. After the 10 days of darkness, the world will never be the same. New Republic. New economy. New legal system. New health system. New political system. New education system. Stay calm. Stay safe. Stock up on essentials. Trust the plan. The storm is here, but dawn is breaking. The golden age of freedom, prosperity, and advanced technology is the start of the greatest comeback in human history. The Great Awakening is live. The golden age is dawning. WWG 1 Wuga, Thursday, April 30, 2026, Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, Activation Imminent, U.S. Braces for Military Takeover, Jazara Unleashed, Nizara's Revolutionary Impact Reshaping the Nation, J.D. Vance, U.S. Vice President. See Daily Reports. Monday, May 11, 2026, the Nizara-Jazara announcement is set for May 11. Sunday, May 17, 2026, new gold-backed currency launch. Tuesday, May 19, 2026, EBS activation may bring a brief communication blackout in the strategic plan. Bitcoin's fall and the Federal Reserve collapse mark the old system's end. The chosen ones prepared to use their blessings for humanity's benefit. The financial overhaul begins with Level 4B notification sparking RV releases and wealth redistribution. Saturday, May 30, 2026, full QFS integration completes. International partners including BRICS shift from the petrodollar to sovereign currencies. Geopolitical realignments and National Guard readiness indicate major changes. Quantum communications enhance security. This movement builds an equitable future impacting all lives for generations. Thursday, April 30, 2026, Situation Update, Byington Bombshell Report, it's the fall of the cabal and dawn of a new age, the world will never be the same, before it's news, before, it's, news.com. JFK Jr., Princess Diana, Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley were among hundreds living in the Victim Witness Program who have vowed to go public after Trump's global military alliance finishes making mass arrests of the deep state globalist cabal. These famous people were forced into hiding after globalists made threats on their lives. These patriots have been supporting Trump's Q movement plan to save the world. The director of national intelligence Tulsi Gabbard just announced that during Biden's presidency he was never calling the shots, and neither was Kamala Harris. Who was? The warmongers, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Tony Blinken, Jake Sullivan and the military-industrial complex. All Joe Biden was a figurehead they could control. In other words, they used the power of the autopen to run a toppled government. Don't believe the US went to the moon and do believe they filmed the moon landing in the Nevada desert, plus in a specially built plane hangar in Area 51? The man who did the filming confessed so before he passed away. Well, now the International Space Station has been found, in a high-rise building on Earth. The International Space Station on Google Maps uses these coordinates, 29°33'37.1N95°0507.4W all was believed to happen so NASA could collect billions from US taxpayers over the years to use on who knows what. Nizara Jazara on Telegram. The federal government hasn't had a balanced budget since 2001, over 25 years. The United States has run deficits in every fiscal year from 2002 through the present, Ron DeSantis, Florida governor. The Democrats are upset by the latest Supreme Court decision that determined only American citizens can vote in an election. They went to so much trouble and laundered so much U.S. taxpayer money to bring illegal immigrants into the country. Now all that work, stealing tax funds and cheating has been in vain. Guess they'll just have to dry their tears in Gitmo. Democrats are also furious after President Trump overnight endorsed renaming ICE to NICE, National Immigration and Customs Enforcement, thereby forcing the fake news to say nice agents all day. Trump's gonna drive them crazy before he's finished. Drugs, that don't heal, but only cover up symptoms of the illness, creates dependency versus using nutrition to heal the body, fitting globalist plans to centralize medical power. The American Medical Association has made it clear that doctors could lose their license to practice if they didn't prescribe medications, but promoted nutrition to boost the patient's immune system, allowing the body to naturally heal itself. Yet, long-term prescription drug use has been found to actively destroy the body from the inside out. Shocking new data revealed a 47% increase in mitochondrial degradation across every single major O, and in those people subjected to years of pharmaceuticals. Dr. Joel Wallach, the public has been hoodwinked by the pharmaceutical industry to lower your lifespan. Thursday, April 30, 2026, EBS Alert, Trump is ready. Patriots are ready, and nothing can stop what is coming. It's only wise to have at least a month's supply of food, water, cash, medicine and essential items on hand for yourself, family and to share with others in case of an emergency, emergency broadcast system on Telegram. Possible timing Judy note, below are different timelines. No one knows the exact date of EBS activation and Tier 4B notification, from, J.D. Vance, U.S. Vice President. Friday, May 8, 2026, banks receive new codes. NYSERDA brings the debt jubilee to erase illegitimate debts. Monday, May 11, 2026, the NYSERDA Jazara announcement. Sunday, May 17, 2026, new gold-backed currency launch. Tuesday, May 19, 2026, EBS activation may bring a brief communication blackout in the strategic plan. Bitcoin's fall and the Federal Reserve collapse mark the old system's end. The chosen ones prepared to use their blessings for humanity's benefit. The financial overhaul begins with Level 4B notification sparking RV releases and wealth redistribution. Saturday, May 30, 2026, full QFS integration completes. April 30, MedBed Technology Global Broadcast launch. The frequency healing devices they've suppressed for 70 years. The ones Tesla designed. The ones the military has used since 2014 in underground bases. Going public. May 1, EBS activation. Presidential address. Not through CNN. Not through Fox. Directly to every citizen. Unfiltered. Unedited. No media spin. May 1, QFS goes fully operational. Quantum financial system. Gold-backed. Blockchain secured. Every corrupt transaction from the old SWIFT system, flagged. Every stolen dollar, traced. Every dirty politician's offshore account, frozen. They told you crypto was the future. They lied. QFS is the future. And it's already loaded. Tier 4B notifications are going out right now. Check your email. Check your bank portal. The 800 numbers are being distributed through secure channels as we speak. Friday, May 1, EBS activation in presidential address. QFS goes fully operational. Quantum financial system. Gold-backed. Blockchain secured. Every corrupt transaction from the old SWIFT system, flagged. Every stolen dollar, traced. Every dirty politician's offshore account, frozen. Thursday, April 30, 2026, Bruce, the big call universe. See daily reports. Thursday, April 30, 2026, 5G plus HARP plus data centers equals the new world order's total mind control grid, 107 on Telegram. See daily reports. Thursday, April 30, 2026, Gitmo News, deep state clones end after 3 years, cloning researchers tell military, doppelgangers slash clones revealed, Liz Cheney hanged, U.S. Department of Labor on Telegram. See daily reports. Thursday, April 30, 2026, Fox News, federal agents are raiding the Quality Clearing Center and 22 other businesses linked to Somali fraud in Minnesota. This on the heels of Dr. Fauci's top aide being indicted for hiding gain-of-function research. Thursday, April 30, 2026, small black flies with a wicked bite are swarming areas of the San Gabriel Valley in California. They're attracted to your breath and the salty moisture of your eyes. They target the eyes. They are a vector for river blindness, which is a disease that you can transmit, but that's not something that we see here. It's mostly known in other parts of the world. I don't want anything to bite my eyes, even if they don't transfer anything, you know that sounds pretty bad. Swarms are abundant from Azusa to Altadena, our residents are really struggling right now. They're overwhelmed with the amount of black flies. These black flies have a 5-mile flight span and can live for up to 2 months. To prevent bites, experts recommend deep insect repellent and a hat with a face net. Mr. Poole on Telegram. Thursday, April 30, 2026, Rep. Luna, the Butler assassination attempt against President Trump had all the trademarks of an inside job by the intelligence community, intentional negligence, Secret Service whistleblowers told me they were told to stand down, leaving open the perfect location to take the shot, Biden admin gave limited staff that day, we still don't have access to his burner phones. Thursday, April 30, 2026, on elections, Edward Snowden, they haven't just rigged elections in the United States. Compromised Smartmatic election machines were used to conduct successful elections in Haiti through the Clintons. There are over 100 plus countries with the same compromise like tech and software. This was a global operation to enact regime changes around the world that are still very active today. Thursday, April 30, 2026, a Pacific Palisades fire victim named Sue Pascoe started her own investigation after the $100 million in donation money from the fire aid concert went missing. She personally called all the NGOs to find out who they were giving the money to. Not a single NGO had given any money to actual fire victims of the Pacific Palisades and Altadena fires. Reminder, investigators were able to track roughly $75 million had been granted to 120 to 188 nonprofits. Not a dime went to victims directly. Gavin Newsom created a NGO and got some of the money, Patriot Freedom on Telegram. Thursday, April 30, 2026, Fox News, Stephen Miller drops the single largest robbery in United States history. We believe that the GDDMN Ilhan Omar fraud operation in Minnesota is the single greatest theft of taxpayer dollars through welfare fraud in American history. We believe that we have only scratched the very top of the surface of how deep this goes. The total bill, the total tab for this, is going to be far beyond the numbers you've already seen reported. We believe the state government is fully complicit, and we believe that what we are going to uncover is going to shock the American people. Thursday, April 30, 2026, it's official, RFK Jr. shatters global order, US completes WHO withdrawal with final message, we will never be ruled by them again, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, April 30, 2026, world shaking, Florida ends all vaccine mandates, Surgeon General Ladapo declares medical slavery is over, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, April 30, 2026, birth certificate equals slave contract, the CUSIP code scam exposed, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, April 30, 2026, Fedgate 2026, $1 trillion Fed scam exposed, insider drops bombshell, Federal Reserve is just a giant hedge fund now, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, April 30, 2026, brave doctors defy Big Pharma, unveil 18 cancer cures that actually work, the cures they hid, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, April 30, 2026, China to approve Russian cancer vaccine that could obliterate $2.6 trillion Western pharma industry, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, April 30, 2026, CIA confirmed, they weaponize weather to control the planet, 10 days of darkness on Telegram. See Daily Reports. The only way to Canadian sovereignty, no referendum required. Canada and the 1932 Westminster Statute, Government of Canada, Canada the Illusion Clip 5, Statute of Westminster, 1931. Out.